Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh inning. 10-7, Richmond with the lead over Spring Hill. Eric Tears will be pitching to the likes of Justin Schrader, Brady Clare, who came in for Mason Primus, and Dustin Adams. And Schrader fouled it up, 0-1. Balls, one strike to count. Schrader so far today, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Squibs this one in the air, just off the end of his bat, a line drive to Eric Schoenberg over at third. Eric grabs it for the out. Brady Clare up to the plate. Brady's first at bat in the region tournament. Brady, a left-handed hitter. Pitch from Terrace is high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Terrace ready. His pitch, Clare swings and misses, strike one. Ball and a strike. One won the count. Terrace ready. And Clare will follow that to the backstop. And the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Eric Terrace looks down to Nathan Terrace. Ready in the mound. His pitch. Strike three called. Brady Clare gets caught looking. And now two outs. I'm going to bring Dusty Adams to the plate.
Dusty started out at first base today. Moved back over to left field. Kind of his normal position, I think, left field for Dusty. But they gave him a little bit of a workout right away, didn't they, at first
base? They did.
Wanted to see what kind of range he had yet.
Dusty gets a called strike and now chops one foul into his own dugout. The count 0-2 to Adams. 10-7 our score here in the bottom of the seventh. Region Baseball on KASM Radio. Game number 8 of our first weekend. Adams. Foul ball down the first baseline and the count at 0-2 yet. We'll have 6 more ball games next weekend and we'll be able to determine our 4 entrants into this year's state tournament. We already know that it's the Kimball Express and the Watkins Clippers headed to the state tournament. We just have to figure out the final 2.
We're going to do that next week. A couple teams eliminated today.
Maybe 2 more eliminated next Saturday.
Farming eliminated from play today with a 4-2 loss.
Adams gives it a ride to right field in the corner and making the catch out there in right field. Regan Nelson, and that'll do it for Richmond here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 7 in Greenwald, 10-7 to Richmond with the lead. We're back in a minute.
Kuhn is offering a new generation of round balers, enabling you to meet the challenges of tomorrow with simple yet reliable designs. The VB3100 series offers a wide range of variable chamber round balers to match your individual needs and are available now at Lake Henry Implement, your Kuhn dealer in Lake Henry. Kuhn VB3100 series round balers feature OptiFlow or integral rotor technology to provide high performance bale throughput in diverse crop conditions. They're designed for fast, consistent bale starting and produce very firm bales with moderate cores. Kuhn round balers not only produce top quality bales, but are built for unmatched reliability with fewer moving parts. For outstanding performance from start to finish and consistent quality bales, stop in or call Lake Henry Implement to find out more today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Richmond with the lead here in the top of the eighth inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. DJ Schleicher on the mound. for the Richmond Royals. DJ stands to be the winner right now in this ball game. As a starter, Logan Elshire did not go the five innings. Richmond with a three-run lead. And DJ is set to face number nine hitter Brent Terrace. And then the top of the order, Eric Terrace and Austin Schoenberg. Richmond 10 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. Spring Hill 7 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors. Brent Terrace into the batter's box. Brent so far today 1-for-3. Schleicher kicks and delivers. Terrace takes a strike call, 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Terrace slaps it to shorthand through under the glove of Chase Elshire. And he pointed at the dirt. He didn't like that hop that came off that dirt there. And they're going to give the Chargers, looks like, another hit. Ben Welly will run for Terrace. So the 13th hit off of Richmond pitching today. And another leadoff man on for Spring Hill. Here's Eric Terrace. Eric Terrace so far today, out of that leadoff spot, he is 1-for-3. He had a sacrifice bunt in one of his at-bats. DJ Schleicher working from the stretch. Terrace drills this down the left field line, just foul. And the count, 1-1-1. Aaron Kristen going and retrieving that in the corner. 1-1 the count. Base runner over at first, Welly. And here's Schleicher's pitch. Terrace drive to right field. There's Brady Clare to make the catch for the out. Clare throws back to first, and hustling back is Ben Welly. One out here in the eighth inning on the fly ball to right field and to the plate, Austin Schoenberg. Austin, that number two spot, is 2-for-4 today. 2-for-4. DJ Schleicher looks over to first. And the pitch, it's in the dirt. Nice stop by Cole Schmidt. 10-7 ball game. Spring Hill has shown us they can pick away at this Richmond Royal lead. They were trailing at one point 6-2. They came back and got 3, made it 6-5. Richmond then responded with a 4 spot, make it 10-5. Now Spring Hill's come back with 2 in the 6th. They're batting here in the 8th with a runner on and 1 out. Austin Schoenberg at the plate. Jamie Terrace behind him. And Schoenberg rips this down the left field line into the corner. He hit that hard. Well, he was going on the pitch. That's interesting. A little hit and run that if he doesn't make contact, you might get him thrown out. Pretty quick. There's a ball down in that left field corner. The 2-1 pitch. Nope. He's going to throw to first. And back safely as well. Two balls, one strike. Austin Schoenberg at the plate. The pitch popped up. Trent Gertken over by the third base dugout. He'll make the catch for the out. I don't think that's what Austin Schoenberg had envisioned there. Like you said yesterday, a pop-up in foul ground in the infield. Almost the worst feeling as a batter, right?
Not pleasant. And foul, yeah.
Goldsworth. Here's Jamie Terrace. Jamie's having a day. 4-for-4. Two-run home run. His last at bat, a double. Pitch in the dirt to Jamie and 1-0. That baseball must look like a beach ball to Jamie today.
Probably. He's hitting it hard. Deflate that beach ball. He keeps hitting it like that.
Willie, the base runner at first. Schleicher ready. Terrace rips it up the middle, and he is 5-for-5. Have a day, Jamie Terrace. Have a day. Wow. So we have runners at first and second. And the tying run comes to the plate. Eric Schoenberg. Eric so far today, 0-for-3. He was hit by a pitch at that short right field porch here. DJ Schleicher on the mound. Two outs, two on. And Schoenberg takes high for a ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes. Top of the eighth inning. Schleicher glares back at second, and his pitch, Schoenberg, a base hit to right field. Claire comes in, and they're going to hold Welly at third, and now the base is loaded with two outs. We'll bring Nathan Terrace to the plate. We talked about this earlier, Don. Spring Hill in that first inning went station to station to station, and they got one run in the first inning and left the bases loaded. Now they have the bases loaded here in the eighth with two outs, and Blaine Ottman out to the mound to have a word with his pitcher in infield.
Right now, I think Spring Hill would like to see him hit one in the gap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric Schoenberg.
Two outs.
Good speed over at first. Jamie Terrace at second with good speed. Welly, of course, on a base hit, should score. And Eric Terrace stepping up to the plate. Or make it Nathan Terrace stepping up to the plate. Nathan, so far today, he's been on base all four times. Reached on a base hit in the first, reached on an error in the third, walked in the fifth, was hit by a pitch in the seventh. And now they're going to put some speed with Aaron Kristen on the base. Eric Schoenberg will check out. So Aaron Kristen will check in. With two outs and the bases loaded. Here's the pitch from Schleicher. Nathan Terrace rips it to center field. That's a base hit. Dalton Thielen will play it on a hop. It's going to score two, and the Chargers back to within a run at 10-9 with two outs. Wow, Nathan Terrace with a big single here in the eighth. Pinch runner Welly scores. Jamie Terrace scores.
Christian goes to second. Tying run at second. Go ahead, run at first right now.
10-9. And Anthony Reverman checks back in as the DH for the Spring Hill Chargers. Chargers bench going a little wild over there. DJ Schleicher trying to close the door on Spring Hill here in the eighth. Schleicher looks back to second and his pitch. Drive to left field by Reverman in the corner. It's a great running catch by Dusty. And no, he dropped it. It popped out of his glove in that left field corner.
I thought
he grabbed it too. But Anthony Reverman gets new life as that was in that left field corner in foul territory. I thought Dusty had it, but it just popped out of his glove.
That's a long ways away. Yes, it was. And that fence got close quick there. And I think Dusty probably knew that, too.
Right. A long fly ball that dropped by Adams, so just a long strike. 0-1 the count. Here's Schleicher. His pitch. Nice stop by Cole Schmidt. And one ball, one strike. 10-9 our score here in the eighth inning. Runners at first and second for Spring Hill. Schleicher on the mound, ready, and delivers. That's low. Cole Schmidt's another nice block by the plate. And 2-1. 1 the count. DJ Schleicher looking down to Cole Schmidt. Aaron Kristen takes a lead at second. And here's Reverman. And drive to Alshire at short, and they're not going to get anybody. Chase knocks it down, and everybody's safe in the infield. That ball just kind of ate Chase up. It's an error on Alshire at short, and it's going to bring Regan Nelson to the plate.
Blocked that ball well up the middle there, but I think it rolled a little bit too far away for him to get a hold of it to force the runner out at second base.
So the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second, two outs.
Spring Hill bats came to life this inning, didn't
they? Wow.
16 hits already for...
Two runs in here in the inning.
16 hits, 9 runs, and they're still behind yet.
10-9 our score. Regan Nelson so far today. He's got that 2-run home run he hit back in the 5th inning off of Schleicher. And Regan, a base hit to right field. That's going to score 2. Here comes Nathan Terrace. It's now 11-10 Spring Hill. Reverman to 3rd. The Chargers have taken the lead here in the 8th. Wow.
Unbelievable.
So Eric Schoenberg has scored. Nathan Terrace has scored. Reverman to 3rd. And now we're going to get a pitching change. Blaine Ottman out to the mound. And coming in will be Jim Toole, the draftee from New Munich. Let's take a 1-minute timeout here on KASM.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening. Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Four-run eighth inning for Spring Hill has given them an 11-10 lead over Richmond here in the 8th.
They've pounded out 17 hits already, Spring Hill, against this Richmond squad. Richmond with 10 runs, 5 hits. They have 3 errors. Spring Hill has 2 errors.
Wow. And here comes Owen Meyer. The Chargers have batted around with Meyer stepping up to the plate right now. Owen Meyer, so far today, 1-for-4. Jim Toole's pitch as the draftee from New Munich. Now on the mound is low for a ball, 1-0. Reverman over at third. Regan Nelson at first. Jim Toole from the stretch delivers low for a ball and 2-0.
Richmond had a 10-5 lead after 5 innings on Spring Hill. But they just kept pecking away here. 2 runs. No runs. Now you got 4 runs in the 8th inning already.
2-0.
There's the base.
Meyer, a base hit down the left field line into the corner. It'll score Reverman. Regan Nelson to 3rd. He's going to be held up. Owen Meyer to 2nd. And a double and an RBI. Trent Gertken going. That was foul. Cole Schmidt claiming that was foul.
Trent, I haven't seen Trent had lived in a long time. He just adamantly says that ball was foul.
And the Royals line crew there, Gertken and Schmidt, not happy at all with the umpire's call on that. So they have batted around. Here's Brent Terrace. He started it with a hit. fouls it to the screen, and the count 0-1. Now 12-10 Spring Hill.
I don't think you were fooling before. We may run out of daylight.
Here's Jim Toole's pitch. Brent Terrace, a swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 the count. Nelson at third. Owen Meyer at second. Jim Toole. Ready. The kick and the pitch. That bounces away from Cole Schmidt. It may score another run. The slide. The tag. Safe. Jim Toole not happy. And here comes another run. And he is safe. Oh, my. Toole was not happy to turn to the umpire to argue his case, and Owen Meyer never stopped. He came to score, and now it is 14-10.
Oh, my.
A seven-run eighth inning for Spring Hill. They have cleared the bases.
Jimmy Toole was adamant about that call at the plate, and I think he had a little bit of an argument there. But he turned to Irie with the umpire, and Irie scores from third base yet.
Here's the pitch to Brent Terrace. That's low and in the dirt, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 14-10, a 7-run eighth inning for Spring Hill. Regan Nelson now going to go throw a little bit for the Chargers. That pitch bouncing up to the plate, and the count full at 3-2.
Jimmy needs to gain his composure here a little bit and start throwing some strikes.
3 balls, 2 strikes. The kick and the pitch. Terrace loops this one to shallow center field. Dalton Thielen coming hard will make the catch for the out. And that will end the eighth inning for Spring Hill. But a big eighth inning as they score 7 runs on 6 hits. There was a Richmond error and no man left on base. After 7.5, it's Spring Hill 14, Richmond 10. We're back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday, it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700. If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J-style feed bunks, bunker-style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Working hand-in-hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, we're back here at Greenwald, bottom of the eighth inning coming up here. Eric Terrace on the mound yet. I'll have Donnie recap that eighth inning for us.
Well, they got the 7 run.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Yep, and a couple on a pass ball. He scored.
Unbelievable. I mean,
I'll tell you what, they were hitting that inning, weren't they, the base hits.
Spring Hill was doing what they do. They get these base hits. They were played station to station, and then all of a sudden you get these little mistakes by
right
out there. And
we get a couple hits where they could score 2 runs at that inning, and that on a base hit where it hit towards the alley a little bit. But I tell you, on that pass ball, it shouldn't happen. I can see 1 run scoring. The second run should not be scoring.
Right. There's Kyle Buddy at the plate. The first pitch to Buddy from Eric Terrace is a ball. There's ball 2-0. 14-10 our score. Spring Hill in front of Richmond. 14 runs, 18 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 10 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Pitch a little bit low to Buddy, and now 3-0. 3 balls, no strikes. There's a strike called in, 3-1.
Richmond with a couple at-bats here to make up these 4 runs. Like I said, you don't have to get them all back here. You got 2 at-bats.
Buddy will take a called strike, and now 3-2.
not out of reach yet. Richmond's got a good chance coming back here.
3-2. Buddy will pop this one up over by the first base dugout. Jordan Welly giving chase. That will hit us in the head. Right on top of
wow.
us here.
That kind of woke me up. And there isn't much padding underneath that steel.
No.
Is there?
No. 3-2. Harris's pitch to Buddy. And here's a line drive to Shaneberg at second base. And Austin dives and makes the catch for the out.
Well, we'd rather have that ball on top of us than at us.
Coming through that window, right. Here's Chase Elshire. Elshire so far today, 2-for-3 with a home run in his last at bat.
It's got to be a little deflating for Richmond right here with 7 runs scored in the 8th inning, but still not how to reach this game by any means.
No, the way the runs have been crossing the plate here this afternoon, and now it's evening.
I think that's why it's so dusty. There's so much traffic and wind going by it all the time. And
1-1 the count to Chase Elshire. And Elshire drills a single to right center field. Owen Meyer will field it in the gap and back into the infield, and just a long single for Chase Elshire. 1 out, 1 on. Gets the Royals' 6th hit of the day. Here comes the top of the order in Dalton Teal, and Dalton with a hit. He's 1-for-3 and a walk. Eric Terrace on the mound. And the pitch is a strike call to Dalton Teal, and an 0-1. Smalls, 1 strike. Harris comes home. Thielen, a drive to right field. Right there's Regan Nelson. He'll make the catch. About 10, 15 feet in front of the fence. And back into the infield, and there's 2 outs.
Third base, number 20,
Trent Gertgen. And Trent Gertgen to the plate. Trent so far today, 1-for-4 for the Royals. Elshire at first, and Gertgen takes the ball outside, and 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Quick throw to first, and that gets by Jordan Welly. I don't know why Eric Terrace even maybe attempted that. I didn't think Elshire was going to go anywhere. Here's the throw to, nope, they never even threw it to third. They just hung on to the baseball. And all the way to third, so that'll be an error on the pitcher, Terrace.
It's not real in favor of that right there, trying to pick a guy off of first with a 4-run lead with 2 outs.
Yeah.
I don't get that, but some pitchers just like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep him close. 14-10, Spring Hill.
My theory always is when you've got a lead like this and you got 2 outs, you go after the hitter.
Here's Eric Terrace. He's going to go from the windup now. Pitch to Gertgen is high, and the count 2-0 to Trent. 2 outs and 1 on. Bottom of the 8th inning. And Gertgen will follow this back and out of play. Had a good cut at 2-0 and followed back. And 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Eric Terrace. His pitch. That's high and 3-1. 3 balls in 1 strike. And Gertgen will walk. Trent Gertgen walks. That'll bring Logan Elshire to the plate. Logan Elshire so far today, 0-for-3. Here's a chopper to Jordan Welly. He'll grab it for the out, and that'll end the Royals' 8th inning. No runs. one hit, no errors, and two left on, or one error and two left on. We have played eight. It's Spring Hill 14, Richmond 10. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournament. The fields look great in Greenwald and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenwald Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Top of the ninth inning, Eric Terrace will lead it off against Jim Tuohl, and the pitch two. Eric, a strike called in 0-1. Balls, one strike. The Cold Spring Rockies leading Foley 2-0 after three innings over in Region 11C. Terrace a ground ball to short. Chase Elshire down on it, across the diamond. And a 6-3 putout of Eric Terrace.
Jaron Klopod's starting to get loosened up a little bit out there. And
Regan Nelson.
Regan Nelson, yes.
Second baseman number 5, Austin Schoenberg.
So, one out in the ninth. Here's Austin Schoenberg. Austin with two hits today. He is 2-for-5. 6th at bat. First pitch to Austin, a ball from Jim Tuohl, 1-0. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Looks like numbers can't be really. Is that number 3 out there warming up?
Yeah, that's Regan Nelson.
Okay.
Ooh, one ball, one strike, and that hit Austin Schoenberg, and he's going to go to first. So hit by a pitch.
Sixth time up here for Jamie Terrace today. He's got 5 hits already.
In the Rosary coming up after our ball game here tonight. And Jamie Terrace has had a day, that's for sure. Swing and a miss. Going is Austin Schoenberg, and he'll slide into second. They're going to call him out. Interference. Interference on Jamie Terrace, says the home plate umpire, and they're calling him out.
How can that be interference?
Jamie Terrace had ducked down, but he was on the plate, and so the umpire viewed that as interference. Austin Schoenberg has to go back to first base, and the batter is out.
I'm getting an agree.
All won the count, and to the plate, it's Eric Schoenberg.
Wow.
So Terrace is out.
Oh, that's too bad, you know.
And here's Eric Schoenberg squibbing one in the right field, the base hit. And Austin Schoenberg pulls in the second.
Too bad for Jamie. They're 5-for-5 during the, you know, and a chance to have a great big day, go 6-for-6. But
so ruled out at the plate is Terrace, and now Schoenberg at second, that's Austin. Schoenberg at first, that's Eric. And coming up to the plate, Nathan Terrace. Nathan with two hits on the day. He is 2-for-3 with a walk. He's hit by a pitch. He's been on base all 5 times. And he'll take a ball inside from Jim Tuohl and 1-0. Two outs and two on. Jim Tuohl ready. And his pitch. And Terrace gives it a ride to left field. Dusty Adams back by the left field fence, and he'll make the catch for the out, and that'll end the Chargers' ninth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played 8.5. Spring Hill 14, Richmond 10. More to come in a minute on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else, and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.giltplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilt.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And we go to the bottom of the ninth inning and Richmond's last at bats. Cole Schmidt, Justin Schrader, and Brady Clare, the scheduled hitters against Eric Terrace. And Gordon Barton going to let Eric Terrace try to finish this off and get himself a win.
Absolutely. I agree with him right there. He's throwing strikes.
This is an elimination game, so one of these teams will be done.
Sun came back out again, Randy.
Sun came back and joined us here for the bottom of the ninth inning. Stick around. Our post-game show will name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Cold Spring Rockies, the last we heard, were leading Foley by a score of 2-0 after three innings, the Rockies were. Those scores courtesy of Russ Kaltoff. Russ has been sending me some texts all day from Region 11C, so thank you, Russ. Russ also has an ear on KASM, so I like that too. Thanks, Russ. Cole Schmitz will lead off the ninth inning for the Royals.
Did you expect we'd see 44 runs scored in two of the ball games?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Schmitz, a swing and a miss, strike one.
We did have a 4-2 game in there.
We sandwiched that 4-2 in there, right. But they've all had some exciting moments.
Oh, yes.
Schmitz will take a ball outside and the count, one ball, one strike. 14 runs, 19 hits, and three errors for Spring Hill. 10 runs, 6 hits, and three errors for the Richmond Royals. Schmitz, a fly ball to left field. Brent Terrace calling for it. And Terrace will make the catch for the out. One down. So one out. And here comes the designated hitter, Justin Schrader, up to the plate. Again, like I said, we have the Rosary coming up following our game today of the Dick Putz Show. We'll come on the radio at some point here tonight. Need to get a few scores and highlights together. So it's looking like at about 7:45 right now. It might be closer to that 8:45.
Everything's getting moved up an hour or two.
Or two, depending upon if Richmond rallies here.
Absolutely.
One ball, one strike. Here's his pitch, and Schrader. Fly ball to center field. Owen Meyer calling for it. He'll make the catch for out number two. Two down here in the ninth inning. And Brady Clare to the plate.
It's getting tough now for shortstop gets the ball back in to throw it to the second base around the horn. They don't even do it because the sun's right in their eyes now.
So with the two outs, here's the pitch to Brady Clare. That's high for a ball in 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Eric Terrace gets a new baseball.
The other one had a cut on it.
Clare struck out in his only at bat today. It takes a strike called in 1-1. The Chargers trying to complete this amazing comeback here this evening. Down 10-5 at one point. Clare pops this one up. Jamie Terrace now gives way to Brent Terrace. Brent coming in, makes the catch, and Spring Hill lives for another game. The Chargers with the win here tonight, 14-10. For Richmond in the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. Your final score, Spring Hill 14 and Richmond 10.